Megan Wilden, the city's first director of cultural development, will be leaving the position she's held for the past 9 years. She will step down on May 16th, the day after this year's first Third Thursdays Street Festival, an event she helped create in 2007 that has since grown into an attraction for thousands.
Having created an atmosphere where people want to actively participate, want to work together, and want to make wonderful things happening, I think that's one of, you know, that's a legacy that I'm very proud of.
Her work has brought large events like Shakespeare in the Park and the Berkshire Fringe Festival coming to the city this summer. Wilden says she is moved by the personal connection she's helped facilitate and experienced herself. She recalls a community book event 1 month in 2010 featuring local veterans reading Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried, a collection of short stories about American soldiers during the Vietnam War.
I probably cried a dozen times because it was so intense, and it was so wonderful to be able to give the Vietnam veterans an opportunity to share their experiences in a way that wasn't political or judgmental whatsoever, and really to honor them for what they did.
A native of Monterey, California, Wilden moved to the Berkshires just over a decade ago and quickly got involved helping local artists fill empty storefronts in Pittsfield.
Part of my job has been to take Pittsfield and kind of dust it off and shine it up and say, look at what a wonderful place we all live in.
Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi says Wilden's creative spark has allowed her to be successful through two mayoral administrations. Now searching for her replacement, Bianchi says Wilden helped expose the area's cultural potential to others in city government.
She really made us realize that cultural development and the tourist economy is important to this area, although we knew it intuitively. I think she made it much more realistic.
Wilden takes pride in knowing her office played a significant role in driving Pittsfield's ongoing cultural and economic transformation, despite initial skepticism when her position was created.
People that would come up to me on the street during Third Thursday and say, you know, Megan, I opposed hiring you when it came up, but now I understand, and I am so grateful to you for bringing back the Ethnic Fair, for starting Third Thursdays, and for all you're doing. So I think that people could see the results and feel the results.
Starting in June, Wilden will begin her new role as Executive Director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Berkshire Community College. Ollie's first executive director, Barbara Hochberg, will retire at the end of May. Ollie at BCC President Sandy Rubin says the roughly 1,000-member organization has been very fortunate to have Hochberg as its leader and believes Wilden will help it grow even further.
Megan is very creative. She has wonderful ideas and lots of energy.
Wilden, whose mother teaches an Ollie course in California, says she will continue her role as president of Berkshire Creative's Board of Directors and her service with the development agency One Berkshire.
Arts are for everyone, and that's very much what I've tried to live up to here.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.